Vili Nishmas Abba Mori, Zichrono Livracha. We're up to Simon Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, Seif Beis. Me Rosh Chodesh Adatainis Mimatim Vimasu Matan. During the 9 days, we lessen our business dealings. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes, some say this just means we don't do things for simcha, like to buy luxurious items or to buy things for a wedding. But regular business is mutter. And some say we limit all our business dealings. All our business dealings. In the Shaar HaTzion, the Mishnah Berurah quotes that the minhag is that we hold that everything we do, it's hard to make a parnasa nowadays, and everything we do is basically for parnasa, so for parnasa is mutter. So we don't limit our business dealings that are for parnasa in any way. We only limit things that are for simcha. If there's a big sale in Huyer Reed and you're going to lose money, so then it's mutter to buy things if you're afraid that after the 9 days, it'll be much more expensive. Oh, the Shulchan Aruch continues. Uvavinyan shel simcha. We don't allow any building that's that adds to a simcha for beauty or pleasure. That's a luxury. For example, Beis Chasnas Livno. In the old days, when you got married, they'd build a house for you that you would use during the week of Sheva Brachas. Netia shel simcha, planting something for some sort of luxurious use, like Arvarniki shamalachim, shenotim litzel, lisofe fitzilo, they would plant trees so you could sit in the shade. It's not a necessity, it's a luxury. Omini hadas, omini aholim. So that's not allowed. Vimhaya kaslo no telipo, what if it's going to fall? Afal pishu shel simcha muta libnos. Well, what if you're afraid the wall is going to fall? It can hurt someone. It's a nezek. Not only is it a nezek, even if it might not hurt, even it won't hurt someone, but to rebuild it's going to be very expensive. So that's a loss. So even if it's something for simcha, you know, it's a beautiful set of trees or it's some luxurious thing, if you're going to lose money, if you don't fix it now, so that would you potentially lose money. So that would be mutter. Okay, so any building that's not just for living purposes, but it's for some sort of additional luxury, like adding on to your house or something, additional luxury, that's usher during the 9 days. Now, what if you hired a non-Jew to do the work, and you're not paying him by the hour, you're paying him for the job? So then technically he can work during the 9 days as well, because that's his decision, the Mishnah Berurah says. You're not telling him to work during the 9 days. But if you could pay him a little bit extra, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Bedavar muat," that he should wait until after the 9 days. Tavo alav bracha, that would be a good thing to do. Ubeis kenes as mutter darbe mitzvah derabim. Building a shul in any way, adding on to a shul is mutter. Same thing with a mikvah, things like that. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah derabim. We're afraid it might not get done, and that can be done during the 9 days as well. Well, then the Rama says, for the sake of a mitzvah, everything's mutter. Meaning, even to do things shel simcha. What's the case of a mitzvah? A person's not married yet, and he wants to get married. Or he's never had children. So then, he wants to prepare for his wedding, and build the base chasters, or buy things for the wedding. That's mutter, the Rama says. But, why? Because that's a simcha shel mitzvah. And the Mishnah Berurah says something incredible, that really, Me'ikar Adin, getting married is mutter during the 9 days. We'll see. The minhag is that we don't. We'll see in a few minutes. And the only reason we don't get married during the 9 days is, the Mishnah Berurah says, Mishum de lo masamene milsa. What does that mean? It's not an opportune time. Rav Yitzchak Berkowitz Shlita explained, beautiful pshat, that one needs a lot of siyata deshmaya for a marriage to work. And you want to get married when there's an opportune time with a lot of siyata deshmaya. And the 9 days, we assume from the Gemara, is not a time for extra siyata deshmaya. That's why we learned before, you push off a court case if you have with a non-Jew until after the 9 days. It's not an opportune time to get the extra help from Hashem to win the court case. So too, you want to get married at a time when you get the extra siyata deshmaya to have a good proper marriage with shalom bayis, and that's the real reason you don't get married during the 9 days. Me'ikar Adin, it's mutter. So therefore, although we don't get married during the 9 days, but if a person was never married and he wants to buy things for the wedding during the 9 days, and that's a simcha, that's mutter, because that's called buying things litzorech mitzvah, or to get new clothing for the sake of the marriage during the 9 days. The Mishnah Berurah says that indeed would be mutter. The Shulchan Aruch continues. V'ein nosin nashin, v'ein nosin sudas erisin, aval ares below suda mutter. You don't get married during the 9 days, and you don't even make a suda for an erisin, which for us would be an engagement. You wouldn't make a suda for the erisin during the 9 days, but to get engaged is mutter. V'afilu b'tisha b'av b'atzmo mutter l'aris. Even on Tisha B'av you can get engaged. Why? Shalei kemenu acha. You don't want somebody else and come in and get engaged to the girl before you. So therefore, that's called the mitzvah, and that's mutter. But you would not have a suda in honor of the engagement during the 9 days. Now the Ramah here quotes a chumrah that the Ashkenazim have not to get married already from Shiva Sibra Tamas, and that's our custom. We don't get married at all during the entire 3 weeks. But if a person does get engaged during the 3 weeks, so the Mishnah Berurah says, for us lasos bikudim u'mucholos mishiva sibra tamuz afil below erison. You can't have dancing, you know, a joint dancing and singing. A person can't have a dancing during the three weeks, even without erison, even without the engagement. So this is the source for our custom of not listening to music. The Mishnah Berurah never mentions specifically not listening to music during the 3 weeks. He mentions Rikudim and Mecholos. But any music which ordinarily leads to dancing, which music does, would be usher during the 3 weeks as well. And that is indeed our custom. And that would be usher even at an engagement party when there's an aspect of a mitzvah. Now regarding the music, so like I said, the Isser is originally is dancing, and music is an extension of the Isser. So therefore, some poskim say that shirei regesh, songs that help you, like slower songs, are not usher to listen to, even indeed with music, some of the poskim say. And there's a big discussion about a cappella music. Many poskim say a cappella music is usher, and some say it's allowed. And in Eretz Yisrael, on the various radio stations, some radio stations allow basically all types of a cappella, and some radio stations only allow the slower a cappella songs without all the fancy beats in the background, because that's basically a shirei regesh anyway. And there some would say even with real music it would be mutter. So the a cappella music of the slower variety, that many say is allowed. Now the Ramah says we don't get married during the 3 weeks, but we do have erushin during the 3 weeks. We saw you can get engaged even during the 9 days. Now during the 3 weeks, if you get engaged, the Mishnah Berurah says afilu sudas erushin mutar lasos. You can even have a meal, a festive meal. So during the 9 days, if you get engaged, you can't have a festive meal. Guideline says light refreshments can be served. But if you get engaged during the 3 weeks before the 9 days, then indeed the Mishnah Berurah paskins, you can even have a suda to celebrate the engagement. Well, just two more things. There's an interesting Be'er Halacha who says that Shivas Sibra Tamas and Asara B'Teves, some hold on those 2 days, you should be machmer as if it's the 9 days themselves. So whatever you wouldn't do during the 9 days, you wouldn't do on Shiva Sarba Tamuz and on Asara B'Teves, like building L'Simcha or something like that. And then there's the question of being a Masu Matan for a Parnasa, and what about a person who makes a parnasa by playing music. So here the Be'er Halacha says that a musician who earns a living by playing for non-Jews, He can do that up until Rosh Chodesh Av, but he shouldn't do it during the 9 days. Oh. When it comes to practicing music, so the poskim say during the 3 weeks is mutter, but during the 9 days, one should not do that either. That's what Rav Shimon Eider Zatzal quotes in his sefer.